Showers will move through the Midwest here today and tomorrow as a cool front cuts through the region, but the focus of the atmosphere's energy will be on the southern plains, and therefore the rain amounts across parts of the Midwest may be a little bit on the light side. We'll look for the rain totals to run upwards to 5/10 of an inch in quite a few areas from parts of Iowa and Missouri and Kansas eastward to Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and down into parts of the Delta. A lot of this precipitation will be today and tomorrow, like I said, and we'll probably see the majority of it staying light, but there could be a few stronger thunderstorms that pop up in a few locations, and a half inch to an inch of rain is still possible, but mostly in localized areas. As I made mention before, it looks like the atmosphere's energy is going to be concentrated on the southern plains for the next couple of days, and some impressive rainfall may occur in portions of northern Texas and Oklahoma, maybe a small little pocket in south-central Kansas. These are hard red winter wheat areas, and certainly the moisture will be helpful in putting some improved moisture into the soil so that planting might advance a little bit more favorably as we move on out in time. The precipitation will diminish quite a bit as we move into the weekend, but a small part of the disturbance will still hang on in central Oklahoma and parts of central Texas, and some of the southeastern wheat areas will continue to get an opportunity for additional showers and thunderstorms. As we go into the next week, there will be a new surge of colder air coming southward from Canada, and it will cut through portions of the central and southern plains, but when it gets into the region, it's most likely not going to be very significant. And we probably can say something similar to that in the western Corn Belt. Most areas from Minnesota and the Dakotas southward into Nebraska and Kansas will probably get an opportunity for some additional shower activity during the early part of next week, but it's probably going to end up being a little bit flat. In other words, there's just not going to be a lot of benefit from that moisture. The atmospheric moisture availability is going to be rather low. We'll see a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of rain. Maybe a couple of spots will pick up 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. Minnesota and Wisconsin will probably be far wetter than Kansas or Nebraska will be. The frontal system may perform a little bit better in the eastern parts of the Midwest, and we'll probably look for rain Monday into Tuesday that might produce upwards to a half inch of moisture. I doubt seriously we'll see anything much greater than that, but if we do, it'll be Ohio, parts of Kentucky, maybe eastern Indiana that would see some greater totals, maybe upwards to 3/4 of an inch. Well, after that, the shower activity moves through the region, a cold air mass, the first of two that will likely impact the Midwest, will take place, and we'll likely see frost and freezes developing in the northwest part of the Corn Belt. On Monday morning, we'll likely see freezes occur in parts of North Dakota, maybe northern South Dakota, and a portion of eastern Montana. And we'll likely see that cold air shifting to the east on Tuesday morning so that the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, part of Wisconsin, and maybe northern Iowa will be impacted. The temperatures will probably drop down into the 20s across portions of the Dakotas and northern Minnesota, while we'll probably see 30s in the rest of that freeze region, and perhaps some frost also that will occur a little bit further to the south. But we do not expect to see much damage come out of the cold early next week because it's occurring mostly in areas where crops are most advanced. As we move a little bit further out next week, there's a chance that we'll see warming at midweek, and then perhaps a reinforcing shot of cold air will come on for late next week. We're keeping a close eye on the period from the 21st to the 24th for the next round of potent cold to move into the Midwest, but it's just too soon to get very specific about its potential for impacting a larger part of the region or possibly damaging southern crops. The precipitation forecast is going to continue rather limited. Even when that last surge of cold air comes on, there'll be a chance for some showers ahead of it, probably at the end of next week. And again, the moisture totals will be rather low. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.